Hey, I'm Ann Eller, and I have George McKinney on the line. He is the Emergency Management Coordinator. And I thought we'd just get an update for how things are going down at the coast and if there's any issues up here in our area. So who else would I call? George McKinney. How you doing today, George?
Fine, Ann. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So what is the deal? I understand they've lifted all the evacuations and all this kind of stuff, so people are going back home. What should they expect?
Yes, they have lifted the evacuation orders across the coastal areas. However, some of the counties are keeping individuals out of certain areas based on the fact of the debris as well as power outages and other issues that they have in the area. So you can expect some areas to be open, others to be closed. The bigger areas to be closed will probably be in the southern portion of the state in the lower in the low country, as well as up in and around the PD area. You can expect those types of areas to be closed off. I know the PD area right now is experiencing some heavy flooding, which they're expecting to continue at least through till Friday this week.
Okay. So, but how badly hurt was the coast?
They had some pretty good areas that were damaged, especially in the low country. It bore the brunt in certain areas of lots more of the wind as well as the storm surge. Along Fort Pulaski, which is down right on the coast, right on the border between us and Georgia, they had 12.2 feet of surge, which is just south of Hilton Head in that area.
Okay. And, I know a lot of people were up here this weekend, a lot are going back home. And just for the record, we got a lot of help from all across the state when the issue happened with the thousand-year floods, which literally was going on now, wasn't it?
Correct, yes. It seemed like this is not the best time of the year for South Carolina right now.
Exactly. So I know there's people that probably want to donate and help and do some of those type of things kind of to help pay back for all the things that came our way. I understand there's some ways that people can donate.
Yes, the Red Cross is looking for blood as well as other donations. United Way is stepping up to help as well. The thing we want to make sure that is if you are donating or if you want to get something together is make sure you go through an organization such as the Red Cross or United Way to get those items to the right place and to get the right items as well, because right now swimming suits are probably not what you're looking to donate, but there are certain things across at times that will not be able to be utilized. And those products become very hard to get to store and stuff and becomes another issue in of itself. So if you'll check with United Way, Red Cross, Salvation Army, all of those organizations, they're looking for donations, and you can go through that process and donate through them.
Sure, and I just actually saw that if people want to make a monetary donation through the 1SC fund.
Correct. They are utilizing that as well to support the recovery process that will be going on throughout this Hurricane Matthew recovery,
sure,
as well as the flood recovery, which is still going on.
And then if groups want to go down and help, it says something about registering at volunteersc.org.
Correct. Volunteersc.org, if you go there, you can register to go down your organization to support, whether it's individuals or a group of individuals. They will take you and they will help direct you where you need to go, where you can best be utilized. And that's the big thing is there's different needs across the whole area. And so trying to marry up those individuals and volunteers with those right locations is what SEVolunteer.org will help you do.
Well, I think that's so great because I was here in Greenwood when Hugo hit, and we got all those stories of people just going down and taking their power saws to cut up wood, and we're charging them outrageous fees and all this of stuff. So I think it sounds like it's much more organized now.
It is. There's lots of planning and rehearsing that goes into this, and lots of those organizations have come out of different events that have occurred, whether it's been ice storms in the upstate or hurricanes along the coast or flooding across the whole state. So, yeah, that's the best thing to do is to try to organize through what is out there already versus just putting something together and going down.
That's right. And also, I see that there's you can volunteer and donate in support of Hurricane Matthew recovery efforts. For additional information, you can call 1-888-585-9643.
Correct.
Yeah, that's 1-888-585-9643. I tell you what, though, you know, having all these people from out of town here in Greenwood really was a way for people to be able to see what Greenwood has. I don't know how many people came in our doors and had no idea that Greenwood had all the things that it has to offer. So I think we'll see people back from down there on the coast.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I know we had quite a few. We supported James Island. They came in, and we opened up our EOC for them. And currently, the county and the city has chainsaw teams and fire engines, as well as Public Works Commissioner Public Works has electric repair crews out and supporting across the state here. So that's great, and it's great having those individuals come up, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I was surprised because some places that I thought it just really hit the coast, but I can remember seeing some tweets and stuff out there that certain sections of Lexington were out of power. I understand Hartsville was out of power, so there was some damage across the state, not just on the coast.
Correct, yeah. It moved, if you pretty much draw a line from Allendale, Barnwell County, up through Chesterfield, everything to the east of that was pretty much hit real hard. But Lexington and Richland and those areas did have some, but right now, and those areas are, most of that has recovered in the Midlands there. Looking at a map right now, power outages across that area that I just described range from 16% kind of in Chesterfield all the way up to 80% in Williamsburg and a couple other places, 86% in Marion as well. So there's still a good bit of power outage all the way through this area. Mm-hmm. So if you do go down and you do return, you expect some power. Expect to be without power. And if you've had plans to go down to the beach this coming weekend or in the near future, you might want to check and with the county's websites that are out there to make sure that everything is open. Because right now there are curfews still in effect spotty throughout the whole area. So be aware of it. I just heard Charleston's back up and running a good bit, and they're bringing lots of people in. But that central portion really has fared a lot better than the northern and the southern portion of the coastline.
That's right. And what about Hilton Head? I understand they got hit pretty hard.
They sure did, and that's not far from Fort Pulaski, and that's what I was saying, that 12-foot surge that went through that area is second highest or third highest ever in that area. So not sure exactly all of it has occurred on Hilton Head. Just know that there is a good bit of power outage still there, as well as a good bit of damage and trees still across the roads and stuff.
Yeah, I know that some of the people that are with Burton Center were down there on, what was it, James Island?
Correct.
They came up here and stayed with Burton Center. I talked to the guy that's the head of it, Bill Love, and he was telling us how great it was and what a gem all the people over there at Burton Center were for taking them in and making them comfortable. I think they're going back in the morning and looking forward to going back.
Yeah. And it is. People can start filtering back in. But like I say, you may find areas that you can't get to just by the virtue of roads that are still blocked or washed out even in some cases.
So, Okay. Well, that's good to know. Yeah, you'll be happy to know. I just got maybe you're right, you should check with the county or whatever down there. I got an email from the Holiday Inn right on the coast, mm-hmm. and they said, the coast is clear. We know you've heard that Myrtle Beach area received record mountain of rains, but we know many of you have reservations, so come on down.
Well, I'm sure they're working it back. Right now, Horry County is about showing about 40% of power still out, but that's across the whole county. So you can, like I say, check before you go because it's real sporadic now. So it's hard to say yes at any one place.
Right. So that's what people need to do. So be sure, because I've talked to several people who were looking forward to going to the beach this weekend. So before you go, make sure that everything is cleared. It is Monday. So by the weekend, I'm sure they're going to be working pretty fast to try to get things back up as quick as they can.
Yeah, they are.
Yes. All right. Well, anything else you have to say about anything here in Greenwood? How did we fare?
We fared real well. We only had some sporadic, I think, at the max. We had 10,000 households or businesses without power, but that was a very short period of time. Some downed trees, but outside of that, that's about it. So we did get a little bit of rain, which was good for us, and we need that.
So there you go. How about all the dams across the state? Did they do okay? Or?
They've had some issues in some areas. I'm not sure all of them. I've heard anecdotal across all of the different coastal areas or some inlands because, I mean, if you look at Marion, they had the most rain in the county at over 15 inches, and it ranged down to about 10 or 11 inches down in around the Buford area.
Ah, okay. All right, well, then I guess that's what we're dealing with. How are we coming on the dams, just like in our area here? You know, it's been a year.
Mm-hmm. They're still working and getting them fixed. I know a few of them are still not totally complete, but they're working on those as we speak.
Okay. All right. Well, I just thought it would be nice to get an update from George McKinney, our Emergency Management Coordinator. Looks like the weather's going to be pretty clear for at least a week, huh?
It's looking great, correct.
It is. Well, thanks for calling in, George.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.